I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. has a new president, and with that comes a new policy for handling North Korea. However, Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says most North Koreans won't notice a difference.
Most North Korean people have very low level of awareness of the international political dealings of their government. They know only what they hear. They describe themselves as being like frogs in a well. They can only see the space that's directly above their heads.
Foley doesn't worry about international politics, but rather focuses on getting Bibles to North Korean Christians wherever they can be found. His team seeks out North Koreans all over the world, from Russia to Mongolia to China.
And it is their fellow North Koreans who are getting it to them.
He asks listeners to pray for everyone involved in the process and that the Holy Spirit would be involved in every step along the way. And when the pandemic hit last year, Set Free Ministries saw all 15 of their schools in East Africa close. Now, most students across the region found themselves unable to continue their studies for months. However, Dean Vandermeer says Set Free Ministries worked with its teachers and students to keep learning from grinding to a halt.
We actually commissioned our teachers and paid them all the way through 2020 every week, and they went and actually met with the children and did kind of homeschooling, and it had a profound effect not only on the children but also the whole community, because in East Africa they had fired and stopped paying all the teachers.
Pray for Set Free Ministries as they continue to minister to these children and communities in 2021. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.